Vanity Fair by William Makepeace Thackeray. While the present century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, there drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall a large family coach with two fat horses in blazing harness, driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig at the rate of 4 miles an hour. As soon as the equipage drew up opposite Miss Pinkerton's shining brass plate, at least a score of young heads were seen peering out of the windows. The acute observer might have recognised the little red nose of Miss Jemima Pinkerton herself in the window of that lady's own drawing-room. "It is Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima. "Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?" asked Miss Minerva Pinkerton, that majestic lady. "The girls were up at 4 this morning, packing her trunk, sister," replied Miss Jemima. "We have made her a beau-pot." "Say a bouquet, Sister Jemima, 'tis more genteel."
"Well, a bouquet."
"And I trust, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account? That is it? £93, 4 shillings. Be kind enough to address it to John Sedley, Esquire, and to seal this billet which I have written to his lady." Miss Pinkerton's billet was to the following effect: "Madam, after her 6 years' residence at the Mall, I have the honour and happiness of presenting Miss Amelia Sedley to her parents as a young lady not unworthy to occupy a fitting position in their polished and refined circles. Those virtues which characterise the young English gentlewoman, those accomplishments which become her birth and station, will not be found wanting in the amiable Miss Sedley, whose industry and obedience have endeared her to her instructors, and whose delightful sweetness of temper has charmed her aged and youthful companions. In music, dancing, in orthography, in every variety of embroidery and needlework, she will be found to have realised her friends' fondest wishes. In leaving the Mall, Miss Amelia carries with her the hearts of her companions and the affectionate regards of her mistress, who has the honour to subscribe herself, Madam, your most obliged humble servant, Barbara Pinkerton. P.S. Miss Sharp accompanies Miss Sedley. It is particularly requested that Miss Sharp's stay in Russell Square may not exceed 10 days. The family of distinction with whom she is engaged desire to avail themselves of her services as soon as possible." Miss Pinkerton proceeded to write her own name and Miss Sedley's in the fly-leaf of a Johnson's dictionary, the interesting work which she invariably presented to her scholars on their departure from the Mall. In fact, the lexicographer's name was always on the lips of this majestic woman, and a visit he had paid to her was the cause of her reputation and her fortune. Being commanded to get the dictionary, Miss Jemima had extracted 2 copies from the receptacle in question. When Miss Pinkerton had finished the inscription in the first, Jemima, with rather a timid air, handed her the second. "For whom is this, Miss Jemima?" said Miss Pinkerton with awful coldness.
"For Becky Sharp," answered Jemima, trembling very much. "For Becky Sharp. She's going too."
"Miss Jemima!" exclaimed Miss Pinkerton in the largest capitals. "Are you in your senses? Replace the dictionary in the closet, and never venture to take such a liberty in future." Miss Sedley's papa was a merchant in London, and a man of some wealth, whereas Miss Sharp was an articled pupil, for whom Miss Pinkerton had done, as she thought, quite enough, without conferring upon her at parting the high honour of the dictionary.